What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear: strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, so what's going on in your life this weekend? So cool, so intriguing that we got to check back with you on Monday morning. What's going on, Dustin?
Hey, what's up, guys?
How are you?
I'm very good. How are y'all doing?
Good, man. What's on the line for you this weekend?
Well, if I can get 15 customers this weekend, I can be promoted to a regional manager, which means that I would be quitting what I thought was my career at UPS because I'm working two jobs.
Okay.
And it's kind of like a life decision because, you know, UPS is someone to get with and stay with, and, you know, when you get the opportunity. And now I've got this other thing going here, and I've come so far that I'm 15 people away from being regional manager, and that's huge. You know, that would set me up for life, basically.
What is the other thing you're talking about?
It's Lightyear Wireless. It's a company that's coming out from being commercial for the past 15 years, and we are now residential and doing cell phones like AT&T and Verizon Wireless, but we're cheaper and we have no credit checks and no deposits, but we offer the same coverage as Verizon because we use their phones, their plans, their rates. And, you know, we're word-of-mouth marketing, so I'm on my feet. There's no commercials. There's no commercial advertising. I am the advertisement. So it's a lot to juggle between that and UPS because you know how UPS drivers are. You see us out there running around and tossing boxes and stuff. You know, we're busy. So it's a one-in-a-lifetime thing for me, you know. I hope you guys stick back with me. I hope it works out.
So 15 customers. Why are you guys, Jeff, why were you looking like you just did a tequila shot right there?
Oh, I didn't know what direction this was going to go in, that's all.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, so if you get the 15 customers, it's a brand new career for you on Monday.
Yeah. Can I say my phone number so maybe y'all can give me the 15 customers?
Oh, yeah, this is the direction I thought it was going to go.
This is why I look like you bit into a lemon right here?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, you might as well. You got on. You worked your way on, so you're
awesome.
Aggressive enough to do that, then go ahead.
Atlanta, call me at 678-386-3381. I will hook you up.
Okay. Thank you. Hold on one second, okay?
That's a dangerous thing to do there, Bert.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he got through and he was aggressive enough, so you're in your own hands at that point. I had no idea really what he was talking about as far as the phone stuff goes.
I didn't understand.
I don't either.
I was out of the loop on it.
Well, I kind of checked out because I thought it was a commercial.
Which it turned out to be.
Yeah.
Good morning, Deanne. You were on The Voice Disguiser. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's going on in your life this weekend?
Okay, this weekend I have got to have a serious heart-to-heart with my boyfriend's mom.
A serious heart-to-heart with your boyfriend's
now,
mom.
Now, hold on a minute. Before we go too far, are you trying to convince her to switch from her current cell phone plan
to Lightyear Wireless?
To one that you are offering?
Yeah, you want
to
give your phone number out right now?
No, nothing like that. And I'm not giving up my number, that's for sure.
Why? What's going on with your boyfriend's mom?
She treats my boyfriend like he is 14. I mean, she does not treat him like an adult.
Ooh.
And it's really getting in the way of our relationship. It's really annoying. And at first, you know, I mean, I thought, oh, wow, she's such a great mom. But it's really, she just takes everything too far. She, like, for one thing, she expects him home, like, 3 nights a week for dinner.
He lives at home?
No, he doesn't live at home. He hasn't been at home in almost 4 years.
Okay.
How old is he?
He's 24.
Okay.
She expects him home, like, about 3 nights a week. And she expects him one of those nights for him to be home every single Sunday for dinner. And if he's not, then she will call him and nag him and talk about, you know, how she went grocery shopping for all of his favorite things and how it's going to spoil in the fridge if he doesn't come home and eat it. And it makes him feel guilty if he doesn't come home those 3 nights, especially every single Sunday.
Three nights, I'll give it to you. That's too much. But
right.
If she wanted him home every Sunday night, I think there's something kind of nice about that.
It's cute.
Yeah, that's nice. I mean, I thought that. But, like, if he misses a Sunday night, like, one time he had something to do at work, and he just felt really stressed out, and it was more stressful for him. He had to, like, drive across town and go to his mom's when he had, like, so much he needed to do. And it's not out of a place of, I can't wait to go home and eat my mom's food. Now it's getting out of a place of just feeling stressed if he doesn't please her. And, I mean, I thought it was cute, too, but it's just, I mean, 3 nights a week, you just can't do that, and he doesn't live there anymore. And she does stuff like, you know, she'll go shopping and get clothes for him. And, I mean, everybody loves for their parents to give them clothes, but if he's not wearing something that she bought him when she sees him, then she nags him about that, too. And it's just, I think it's too much. And, you know, if she finds out, like, even little things, like, if she finds out we go out on the weeknights, then she'll lecture him and be like, oh, you shouldn't be doing that. You got to make sure you rest up for work. And just, he's a big boy. You know what I mean? And it just, I can't handle it. And it's really getting in the way of our relationship.
I'm curious how you think this relationship, like best case scenario, how this conversation actually is going to go this weekend. So
this is what I'm going to do. For the Sunday night dinner, I'm going to go with him. And when she's in the kitchen, like when we're, you know, away from him, I just want to pull her aside and just, you know, just basically say, you know what, I really think that, you know, your son and I have a chance to make this work, that this is, you know, this could go somewhere, and I really just think if there's any way that you could just ease up on him. Like, I don't want to say the words back off. I mean, that's what I'm feeling, that she needs to back off.
And ease up is the same thing as back off.
Yeah. Ease up is
a nicer way to put it. If she could just kind of ease up on him a bit and not put so much pressure on him to be home 3 nights a week, that, you know, she's
how long
really
have you guys
being like a big boy, then, you know, that's kind of my plan.
I'm curious why your boyfriend's not sticking up for his own self. I mean, he's a big boy. Why can't he tell mom no every once in a while and not answer the phone and be afraid of the nagging?
Yeah, I've talked to him about it. I've said several times, you know what, you really need to just tell her this bothers you, this makes you stressed out, you know, this, you feel like she's nagging you. And he's like, oh, you know, she's my mom, I can't, you know, I've kind of hinted before, but his hinting is not being upfront. He's not having a backbone about it.
Well, then he needs to be a big boy and get a backbone and talk to her.
I think Jeff was going to ask you a really important question here. And how long have you guys been going out?
Almost 2 months.
You cannot talk to mom, then that is too soon.
Yes, she can.
You didn't just say 2 years and we misheard that, right?
No, it's been almost 2 months.
Two months.
Well, I think this has gone on 7 weeks too long.
Well, now I see why he's attracted to you, because you're just like his mom.
Controlling, you mean?
Yes.
Wow.
That's exactly why he's attracted to you.
All right, look, this
she controls him, and obviously now so do you want to do the same thing.
Wow. That's nuts.
2 months. That is not going to go well. Look, I want to put you on hold because this is not a segment of advice right here. So we're just going to check back with you on Monday and find out how that all went.
Wow.
Okay, hold on.
I mean, seriously,
really?
No wonder. He picked his mom to date.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. It is true.
He picked his mom.
That is going to go horribly, horribly wrong.
You guys need to be a little more optimistic.
What? One controlling woman wasn't enough for him in his life. He had to have two. And now those two are going to battle it out this weekend.
Look, I don't want to use the words back off, so I think I'll just use
ease up.
Ease up.
How about step off?
Hey, Sarah, good morning. What is going on in your life this weekend that is so intriguing? We got to check back with you on Monday.
All right. My boyfriend a couple weeks ago moved to Tennessee. Well, it's kind of that gray area of, are we boyfriend and girlfriend? We've said we've loved each other. We've said that we both want to date each other again. So I'm thinking, do I go up there to see him and surprise him? Or do I just, like, give him a heads up and call? So I'm kind of, I've got about 2 more hours of work before I decide this to go up there.
All right. Give us the stats on this again. You guys have been dating each other for how long?
We dated about a year and a half ago.
A year and a half ago.
Yeah. We, then about 3-4 weeks ago before he moved, he said, oh, I love you. I said it back. I've never said that to another guy before. You know, we both wanted to date each other, but that was kind of like left as is. We didn't say like, oh, because we're going to or because we're not. It just kind of was, it is what it is. And of course, this was like 2 days before he left. This all was said.
So does he know you're coming up there?
I haven't decided. I'm not sure if I'm going to surprise him or tell him that I'm coming.
So there really wasn't any kind of official, like, look, I'm going to see other people, you're going to see people.
Yeah, no, there wasn't.
So your plan could be to go up there and surprise him this weekend and sort of gauge where the relationship is based on his surprise to see you?
Yeah.
Oh. Boy. Yeah. Actually, a smart test. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Again, this is not a segment for advice.
Right.
So we just want to check back with you on Monday.
That's fine. So I'm thinking, so at this point, I've got about 2 hours to decide if I'm going to go or not, or if I'm going to call him or not call him, because I'm going either way. I'm just not sure if I'm going to call him yet before I go, but I'm going either way.
What is your gut telling you to do?
My gut's telling me I should probably call before I go, but... Yeah.
No, don't do that.
Guess what? We got a girl on the other line whose gut's telling her to do something that we're going to warn her passionately against, so...
What?
I think you should go without the warning.
Because
you really will get the genuine reaction that way.
I think if you call him
and give him the heads up, he's got time to sort of...
What if he moved up there for somebody?
Oh, no!
He lives up there. His family's all up there, and he got a job up there. So I know that there's no other girl there. Because he, even when there was other girls, tells me everything.
Mm-hmm. Where are you going again? I missed
Tennessee.
That part. Tennessee. Okay, so it's not that far of a drive.
Mm-mm.
No.
Let me put you on hold
right now.
And we want to find out what you did on Monday, okay?
Okay.
All surprise right. him.
People are calling to give advice. They want to give it, but this mm-hmm. is not what this is all about.
Right. Nope.
It's not what this
I'm
is
holding
about.
Holding my tongue.
I know.
All right, one more. Hey, Nicole, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. Am I on the voice disguiser?
Sure you are.
Okay, well, my dad called me. He lives out west and said it's important that you get a sitter for Sunday. I'm flying in, so... He said, get your boyfriend to be there. And my parents have been divorced for about 7 years. I'm thinking that my dad is going to propose to my mom again, which is a really big deal because it was not a very happy divorce.
Wow.
And they know that I wouldn't be very happy with it. So, but they're like, your boyfriend needs to be there, and it's important that, you know, you don't have your daughter so that you can focus, and I have no idea, like, where...
Okay, hold on. Too many details.
There's a lot of information coming at us right
now. Too many details, and we're going too fast on this. All right, so your parents have been divorced for how long?
About 7 years.
7 years, and they've been in contact with each other over the last 7 years?
More so in the last year.
And has your mom been flying out to the West to hang out with your dad, and your dad flying here?
No. To see me and my daughter, and they see each other when he's here, but no, she doesn't really go out there.
And you think even though they're sort of dabbling in some communication, what makes you think that he's going to re-propose to her this weekend?
Just, he said some things to my brother who lives out west, and I don't know, it's just one of those gut feelings, so I'm just, like, I'm so stressed because I'm not even sure what I'm supposed to do. So, I don't know.
So you got going on this weekend. Your parents might be getting remarried.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yes, okay.
All right, thank you.
Let me put you on hold, and we'll check back with you on Monday, okay?
The Burt Show.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.